Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. This well-known verse from the Sermon on the Mount encapsulates Jesus' teaching on the power of persistent prayer and seeking God wholeheartedly. Let's explore a detailed understanding. Detailed explanation. This verse presents three parallel expressions that reinforce the same core idea that God will respond favorably when we persistently seek Him through prayer. Ask implies making a request through prayer, bringing our needs and desires before God. Seek goes beyond merely asking, conveying an active, diligent pursuit of God's wisdom, will, and intervention in our lives. Knock depicts perseverance in prayer, like continually knocking on a door until it is opened. It encourages endurance instead of giving up. The tense of the verbs indicates continuous, ongoing action. Keep asking, seek habitually, knock repeatedly. This teaches the importance of earnest, persistent prayer rather than a passing request. Jesus promises that, in response, God will give what is asked, allow seekers to find what they are pursuing, and will open doors that seem closed. Bible examples. A powerful example is the parable of the persistent widow, Luke 18. 1:8, who kept pleading with an unrighteous judge until he granted her justice, which Jesus parallels to God hearing persistent prayer. Jacob wrestled with God all night, saying, I will not let you go unless you bless me, Genesis 32:26, exemplifying a determined seeking after God's blessing. The friend persisting in knocking on his neighbor's door at midnight to get bread, Luke 11, 5:8 illustrates the rewards of persistent, shameless knocking. Practical explanations. This does not mean God indulges our every whim through prayer, but that as we persistently seek Him in alignment with His will, He will provide what we genuinely need and open doors accordingly. It requires patience, faith that God will answer in His perfect timing, and a heart motive to pursue God's wisdom and purposes above our own desires. Good example, a person struggling with a besetting sin keeps bringing it before God in prayer, seeking His power to overcome despite repeated failures. Through persistent dependence on grace, God opens the door to freedom. Bad example, someone who prays half-heartedly or gives up easily when prayers seem unanswered, not demonstrating persistence and wholeheartedness in seeking God. Ultimately, this verse promises that those who humbly and diligently keep seeking the Lord will find His abundant provision, insight, and open doors, while emphasizing patience, persistence, and total dependence on God through wholehearted prayer.